Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 11th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 35 in the house, and we got another big day here today. Big Brother, they love their punishments. They love making people wake up in the middle of the night to do things. And so we had a lovely, like, hour long conversation that was pretty important at 4 a.m. Big Brother time, was just all whispering Kylan. So that was pleasant this morning. We'll get there at the end of this update, I promise. Honestly, I think just to start this off here, Kylan owes me an apology after this season, because the whispering and the length of his conversations, it's too much, Kylan. All right. So I am here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And it was, of course, day 35 in the house. And you guys will be here along with me through this journey of the day as we talk through what's been happening. Of course, Derek X is our HOH. He nominated Brittany and Sarah Beth for eviction. Brittany won the power of veto. She used it on herself, and Christian went up as the backdoor target. Now, some things that are happening through here. Christian and Alyssa are now going to be campaigning pretty hard to stay. They think that they can get Tiffany and Claire. They don't think they have them right now, but their primary focus is on the jokers. Brittany has told Christian and Alyssa that she will be voting for them, for Christian to stay. And because of that, they feel like, okay, we've got Brittany. Big D has also told them that he's voting for them to stay. Azza is the only holdout from the jokers. They feel like they're waiting on Azza, and if they can get Azza on board, then Christian will stay. And so that is their primary concern through the day. And yesterday I talked about how Claire and Tiffany were talking late at night about, you know, it's frustrating that the jokers are holding this information back, that they're actually planning to vote Christian out. because they are lying to Christian. They are pretending that they're going to vote for him to stay when in reality they're not. And Tiffany and Claire would prefer that that the Jokers were just honest and told Christian and Alyssa, hey, we're not voting you out, because then Tiffany and Claire can play the, you just don't have the votes. I'm so sorry. You know, it's, we can't do it. We can't do it for you. And so, Tiffany had planned on going to talk to the Jokers at some point today, the day that we're talking about, which is of course yesterday. And trying to, convince them essentially to tell Christian and Alyssa that they will not be voting for Christian to stay, so that it gives Claire and Tiffany a good excuse to not vote for to tell them like outright, sorry, we don't have the votes. There's nothing we can do. So that's sort of what's going on there. There's a lot of Azza content here to talk about. From get-go in the morning, she's been very anti-Alyssa. A lot of, you know, there's been a lot of talk about targeting Sarah Beth next week. Big D wants to target Sarah Beth next week because he's heard from Xavier that she's dangerous and that she's coming for the cookout. He's now heard from Alyssa that that Sarah Beth ratted out the Butch House, which he was not a fan of. And you know, bless me. We have, of course, Tiffany pushing for the Sarah Beth thing. A lot of people pushing for Sarah Beth to be targeted. And so Azza has held pretty firm that she would actually prefer Alyssa to go. She feels like Alyssa is very dangerous. She talked to Hannah about how she feels like Alyssa has missed. She can miss people. She's a very good liar. So she's been concerned about Alyssa, but she's starting to come around on the idea that, maybe we should target Sarah Beth. Maybe we should at least take a look at Sarah Beth. And Claire is going to sort of help push this narrative as well. Claire lets the Jokers know that she has heard Sarah Beth say some things, particularly about Brittany, that she's annoying, things like that. And now, you know, don't tell her that I said that, but you know, Sarah Beth, not your friend. And, this is just like the nail in the coffin here for Sarah Beth, who really only ever had the Jokers as anybody other than Kyland, and has now completely lost every Joker. It's no good. It's no good. They're all over Sarah Beth. Derek, in the meantime, is going to be talking to Christian. Christian is going to give Derek his campaign. This is something that he talked over with Alyssa, that they decided that it would be best to go to Derek and try to give him a solid amount of weeks that he was safe so that he wouldn't have to wonder when the shot was coming. Christian goes to Derek. He says, look, I want to offer you 3 weeks, 3 weeks of safety. If you help keep me in Derek's like, what can I do? I'm just HOH. I don't have a vote. He's like, come, you can help. 3 weeks of safety if he stays. All right. Good to know. Derek tells Christian, look, I just felt like we're similar, right? Like we're good at similar things. And I just feel like I was thinking about taking the shot. And if I was thinking about it, I feel like you were probably thinking about it. And Christian's like, no, I was not thinking about it. Christian says, you know who was thinking about it? Kyland. Kyland called you sneaky, said you were sketchy. And I think Kyland's the person you need to worry about. Kyland's the person I'm going after. And so 3 weeks of safety. That's the deal. After this conversation, Derek talks to the cameras. He's like, I can't take this deal. It's not good for me. But he does seem to believe that Kyland called him sneaky. And he still is not sure if he can trust Kyland or what Kyland is up to. He sees Kyland as being a target moving forward in the game, which, he thinks is a good thing for him. Because if Kyland is going to remain a target, then that takes some heat off of himself. Unfortunately for him, might not be the case, but we'll see. In the meantime, Oz is going to really start to get to work here. She's now thinking, Sarah Beth, not sure how I feel about her anymore. She's going to, but this concerns her because she still wants Christian out this week. She doesn't want Sarah Beth to go this week, but she would maybe put up like Alyssa and Sarah Beth next week, right? Oz is going to go to Kyland and say, look, this Sarah Beth character, no good. What are you doing here, Kyland? What are you doing with Sarah Beth? She's moaning Myrtle over here. She's constantly crying to people or on the verge of tears. And you're just like always with her. This is not good for you, Kyland. And you need to keep this in check because I don't want her leaving this week. I want Christian gone this week. All right. Okay. Dolores asks, why is not taking the deal good for Derek? Derek is too far along. He talks about this with Hannah later. He's too far down the line here to target Christian. He's not gonna trust any kind of deal. It's just not good for him to have Christian in the game. Stacked asks, did Kyland call him sneaky or was it made up? I don't recall Kyland using the word sneaky. However, I do think that Kyland has in the past been referenced Derek as not super trustworthy. But that was a long time ago. And I think they're really pulling this. I would say it's the spirit of it is much more deceptive than it is truthful. That's what I would say. So Aza gives Kyland a heads up. She goes to Claire. She says, oh, I talked to Kyland and, I let him know that, that he needs to keep, Sarah Beth under control, calm the situation. Claire's like, he's already running around. He's already asking people if Sarah Beth is too emotional. She's crying too much. What is he doing? What is he doing? So Aza goes to Xavier. And lets him know that she's down to take out Sarah Beth next week, but it should still be Christian this week. She also says that the Brittany and the Jokers in general, they really like Xavier and they want to work with him. And that Brittany, like her first thought when the deal was offered to her by Christian about controlling the HOH, her first thought was, hey, why isn't Xavier included in this deal? So. Aza still trying to pull that middle school crush over to the Jokers. She's also going to talk with Sarah Beth herself. And Sarah Beth talks to Aza being concerned about, how she hasn't really done enough in the week, to stay. She's like, I'm just concerned that I'm going to leave having not done enough. And Aza says, well, do something because you have been a bit emotional. You know, you've been a little bit too emotional. And look, I get it. I've been too emotional too. But you got to find the beast in you. All right. You got to bring it back. Sarah Beth says, I just don't want to make any mistakes. You know, I just don't want to screw it up. And I feel like this is the biggest issue in this house. And I've talked about this all season long that I feel like many of the players in this game are not playing hard enough. And I think one of the primary, I think that's a huge issue for most players across most seasons. But the reason it's like the biggest fault of most of these players is that I genuinely think that most of these players are very capable, very smart, and have a lot of potential in this game. And their biggest problem is that they're not using it. I think Sarah Beth is a perfect example. When she has turned it on and unleashed that beast, she has been very good. Very good. What she did in week two, when Kyland was HOH with the slaughterhouse blaming Frenchie with the Kings, it was great. And she was pretty close to getting Christian and Alyssa to target Hannah, which would have been very good for her if it had worked. If she had just been putting in more work prior to that moment, she probably would have made that happen. She is a capable force in this game. She's just not pushing enough. And I think the reason she's not pushing enough is exactly what she says here. She's worried that she's going to make a mistake. People are more worried about screwing it up by trying and failing than they are about screwing it up by sitting back and letting it happen. Nobody wants to be Frenchie. Nobody wants to be the person that everybody on Twitter is saying, they're playing too hard. They're going to get caught. They'd rather be, I guess, the Xavier, right? The person who is most likely to kind of be able to sit back and then kind of like still potentially win this game. But the problem is that for every Xavier, there's 10 other players who are sitting back and are just going to get picked off. And Sarah Beth should at this point in the game realize that she is not in the Xavier spot. It's not happened for her. And she needs to start moving. All right. So Christian and Alyssa are going to talk for a bit. Christian, he's got an idea. He's come up with a play. All right. He says, all right, how do you feel about this, Alyssa? I'll wait for another one of those. Sarah Beth goes and talks to Kylan. She's emotional, whatever, right? We'll wait for them to hang out together for like 5 hours. And then I'll go to Tiffany. I'll go to Tiffany and I'll say that I overheard some of what they were saying. And I'll say that I heard something along the lines of like, oh, well, will you share it with me? Like splitting the America's player money. Like, oh, we did it. Like, we're just about there. Like, we're all like, it's we've almost made it. Whatever it is, right? Essentially, that he's going to overhear confirmation of Tiffany's conspiracy theories. And he wants to tell Tiffany about it. And this is perhaps, yes, this is now called Plan Z. And I really hope he does it, because sometimes people forget about these things. They don't end up doing it. I really hope he does it. And I really hope it lands, because I think it could land. And I think that Plan Z, I mean, this could, even if it doesn't save him, because it won't. But it could still go down in history. Last minute lie, you know, Jackson's thing. I feel like this could be very good. This could cause some drama. All right. People are asking, is this using production as a strategy? No, it's made up. Using production as a strategy would be like when Jessica had a power. Claiming that the power does something that it doesn't, and they have no idea of confirming it, right? Like saying, oh, my power allows me to put you up on the block the second you put me up on the block. How do you feel about that? Or saying that production has told you something or confirmed something to you, there's a big fight over whether, you know, this person said this. Well, I was just in the diary room and production told me that they did say that. No, can't do that. What you can do is lie about somebody else's power, or pretend that somebody else has a power, or lie about what somebody else said about a power, or lie about what somebody else said about production. That's all fair game. I would not expect that this would cause any issues. Yes, Tyler did that in week one of Big Brother 20. He lied about what Sam's power was. If Sam had come out and been like, yes, I have a power. This is my power. See from production. This is my card from production. It says I have this power. And what it does is that I am automatically in the jerk. You cannot put me up, like, or, you know, whatever it is. You can kind of hint, you can insinuate, but you can't straight up lie about something that, and say production has told me X, and you have no way of confirming with production that X is true, because production will not lie for you, essentially. So anyway, this is the plan, plan Z. And, I really wanted to go through, especially with everything that's been going on. It's very good. Yes, Tony in his first season, probably would have been called out by a Big Brother production if he had tried that in Big Brother. This is the plan. He's like, I want to tell Tiffany about this. And I really think that Tiffany will buy into it. And, I think that Tiffany will buy into this. And I really think this will help continue to spark things moving forward, even though I don't think it will save Christian. He says, she's like, this is a great play, says Alyssa. He's like, will you help me? Will you help me with this? And she's like, I mean, don't you want to do it yourself? He's like, I want you to do it with me. Like, can you, you know, like, can I want, like, be there with me when I say it, or, you know, she's like, help me figure out what exactly I want to do. She's like, Christian, don't you feel better about it if you did it on your own, you know, like, if this works and like, then you can at least be like, yeah, I did that myself. Like, not really. I'd prefer to have you with me on it. No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, but, you know, you should probably just do it on your own, Christian. I this is appropriate, right? This is good from Alyssa. She then went on to have like an hour-long conversation with Derek campaigning for Christian, but she wants nothing to do with this whole lie thing, which I think is very, very good from her. She should not have anything to do with it. Let Christian's the one that overheard it. Let Christian spread it. If it damages Sarah Beth's game, if it damages Kylan's game, so be it. No blood on her hands. She should want nothing to do with it. This is a very long conversation with Derek. It's Alyssa campaigning. Similar campaign material to what she's done before, talking about Sarah Beth and how she wanted Hannah out. Her and Christian shut it down. If they had any inclination to want to go after Hannah, then they would have last week when Sarah Beth was pushing for it so hard. She said, you know, I get that Sarah Beth probably told you that we were going to target you in the coming weeks. That's not true. What happened is when you put Sarah Beth on the block, Derek, she got upset and she said that she was trying to push us to come for you in the coming weeks, the same way she tried to push us to go for Hannah. And then clearly she got worried that she was going to go home against Big D. And so she spun that whole situation and pretended like it was us that was trying to go for you in the coming weeks. This is actually a great lie from Alyssa. And I think would have had a good chance of working if this whole thing hadn't been like meticulously orchestrated from the start, because it makes so much sense. I'm again kind of impressed here, with Alyssa in this sense, at least. I actually really like this story. It doesn't work though. She says, he asks her, okay, well, were you thinking about flipping the vote on Sarah Beth, when Big D was up? And she says, yeah, I mean, we had thought about it. We hadn't locked anything in yet, but we were thinking about it. And again, admitting this, I think, is correct because he already knows. The fact that he's asking it all means he knows. So, admitting it, at least part of it, is a good thing here. But it's again, like, there's nothing that she can really do here. And I just gave Alyssa a compliment. I'm now going to tear her down a little bit. She's in this conversation again for about an hour or so, it felt, at least. I mean, Derek is a good communicator. He's good. He's very good socially. He's very good at making people feel heard and making people feel comfortable in conversations. He is very quick to be self-deprecating in order to make the other person feel comfortable. He's very quick to make sure that, like, you know, he's giving the right body language and he's making you feel good. So with that said, when Derek X is, this is for the visuals for the video podcast watchers. When Derek X is sitting on a couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
It's not working. It's not a good conversation. Just like, like completely huddled up on a couch, like, hands on head, like looking in a different direction, like barely engaging. He was so done with this conversation, and I don't blame him. I mean, it was, it was a very long conversation. And Alyssa could not read him somehow, and just continued for like an hour and a half. And afterwards she's talking to Christian about it. And she was like, and he asked, like, how was Derek reacting? And she was like, I don't know. He was just thinking the whole time. So I don't know. I feel like, maybe. No, that was not what he was doing. He was not, I'll tell you what he was thinking. He was thinking, when am I going to be able to get out of here and like eat lunch? Is she still going? Oh my God. How long have I been here? That's what he was thinking, Alyssa.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Claire is going to talk with Tiffany, and this was one of the conversations that kind of frustrated me when it came to last night's roundtable with Claire. They talk about Sarah Beth still being the target next week, and they talk about, okay, Sarah Beth still the target. Then who are we putting up next to Sarah Beth? It's got to be Kylan, right? Claire and Tiffany agree. It's got to be Kylan. Kylan and Sarah Beth on the block. At which point, Claire's like, well, I mean, isn't it better just take out Kylan at that point? I mean, Tiffany's like, no, come on. Yeah, it's Sarah Beth. He's right. We take out Sarah Beth, not Kylan. I mean, I'd prefer to take out Kylan, but yeah, we can take out Sarah Beth. It's like, you should do what you prefer, actually. I think, especially, we've had jury. It's time to start doing what you want to do. Claire brings up the Jokers again. And I like this. Again, I like this from Claire. She says, you know, the Jokers are the tightest team left in the game. The Jokers are a tight trio. That's pretty dangerous in the house. And she says, I still think we should take out Big D. But, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying. I could do Brittany too. It's like twice in one conversation, she's making a correct move for herself, Kylan or Big D, and then capitulating to, I'll do your target, Sarah Beth or Brittany. Now, I'm not going to be too hard on her because I know that she's thinking the correct thing, which is to target the right people. And I wouldn't want her to be pushing too hard to target Big D or Kylan in front of Tiffany, who clearly doesn't want that to happen, right? I'm leaving a small chance here that if she did win HOH or if she was in the position to make this happen, that she would actually push for one of those targets and not just go along with somebody else's target, especially if she's the one in power. However, that's only a small chance because I don't know how she makes it happen, even if she wants to. So again, Claire, got my eye. I'm not slamming you with the hammer, but it's coming close. The hammer of justice, of Big Brother game judgment. Boom. Do you hear that? That's the hammer. It's coming for you. All right. Xavier's going to talk with Tiffany. And he asks her, basically, this is basically Xavier's last hurrah here for the Kings. He says, look, is there any way Christian's staying? How are the Jokers voting this week? Are they going to vote for Christian? Because Christian and Alyssa feel like they might be able to pull the Jokers. Is that true? Can that be true? She says, no, it's not true. The Jokers are voting him out. Okay, that's great. Love that. Okay, awesome. And to really sell the point, Big D comes in and she's like, Big D, how are you voting this week? It's like, I'm voting Christian out. See, Xavier? And he's like, all right, okay. All right. So Xavier finally coming to the conclusion that this is a losing battle is going to take the step in the direction that he keeps getting pulled into. He's going to go and talk with Kylan. He says, all right, look, I'm down for Christian to leave this week. Whatever's best for the cookout. I want this. You've convinced me. It's all right. Yes, Christian should leave. And this whole trio thing, watching each other's backs, I'm in. You, me, Derek X. Let's look out for each other. Let's do this. It's like about time, Xavier. Thank you. So they go on to talk about, okay, let's look out for each other. Who are we targeting next? Kylan talks about how he's down to let Sarah Beth go. Xavier's like, oh yeah, and I'm down to let Alyssa go. But he's still like, but don't do it yet. They talk about Xavier doesn't really want to be the one to take out Sarah Beth. Certainly Kylan doesn't, so maybe they can't win HOH. I don't know that Kylan would actually do this. I'm not sure. There's a couple of things going on with me here when it comes to Kylan. I think the conversation with Ozum may have had more of an impact than you might have thought at first. Again, Kylan might take advice pretty seriously when people give it to him in the house, which is honestly a pretty good thing to do most of the time. Kylan's going to kind of go to work today, especially later in the night. And I'm wondering how much of that is him realizing that Aza might be right and he has been too wrapped up in Sarah Beth. I think he definitely recognizes that he needs to pretend he's more willing to let Sarah Beth go, which he's doing here with Xavier. He also may genuinely be a little bit more willing to let her go if she's damaging his game. So I'm not entirely sure, but he is going to start to focus a little bit more on the cookout, which is what he should do, considering they are the structure in this house. And he seems very willing to let Sarah Beth go in this conversation. So this is also a kind of like, it's about time, Kyland, situation. But they're both saying they're going to throw this HOH. I don't really believe it from either of them, considering that I don't think either of them really want to lose their person quite yet. And they're talking about like, well, Sarah Beth needs to go. Alyssa needs to go. Kyland, though, brings up, you know, when Tiffany came up with this plan, she said that that Claire would need to go. Why are we not talking about Claire? Claire needs to go. That's they have that conversation. Derek is going to talk with Hannah. He tells her that he's heard now that Kyland called him sneaky and sketchy. She says, I don't believe that. He says, I kind of do, actually. It kind of lines up with some of what he's been saying when it comes to his end game. He's also been told that Kyland would choose Hannah over him. And I think he fully believes that because, again, that's the vibe he got when he talked to Kyland one-on-one on Friday. Derek is definitely wary of Kyland long-term. He's not super worried about him short-term, especially because he thinks that Kyland is a big target right now. But he's worried about Kyland long-term, which is probably where Kyland would prefer Derek to be worried about him. Hannah is going to talk with Christian. This is a sort of like letting him down conversation. Basically, the highlight of this conversation is that she lets him know, no, I'm not voting to keep you. Why? You shouldn't have put me up last week, dude. you showed me that I'm expendable to you. And yeah, so I'm not going to vote to keep you. Sorry. Hannah's going to talk with Xavier, and she is going to continue along with the plan laid out by Tiffany here to make sure that Xavier feels cool with Derek. She says, look, I'm telling you, Derek is more with me than with Kyland. Don't worry about Derek being with Kyland. He's with me, not with Kyland. He's worried about Kyland. And Xavier says, okay, but like, here's my thing. Derek approached me about wanting to work with Kyland and myself, like a trio. It doesn't involve you. And Hannah says, oh, don't worry about that. I encouraged him to do that. I wanted him to do that. And Xavier said, oh, I didn't realize. Okay. All right. I get it. That makes sense. That makes Xavier feel better, supposedly. And we're going to be moving forward here. Derek talks to Tiffany, and he says that he brings this up, like, you know, you and Kyland don't seem to trust each other anymore. She's like, no, not really. I mean, it's that Sarah Beth's fault, basically. But it's interesting that Derek obviously recognizes this and is going to bring it up when he talks to Tiffany. I think, you know, he was one of the people who was encouraging the distrust between the two of them. And, you know, for as much as Derek doesn't fully trust Kyland, he is still very good at talking with Kyland and making him feel like, hey, we're cool, in the same way that he talks to Tiffany. And I think that Derek X playing in between Tiffany and Kyland can only serve to benefit his game here. Christian's going to talk with Alyssa. They're just waiting on Azza. They're striking out with Derek and Hannah. They don't know what's going on with Tiffany and Claire. They have Brittany. They have Big D. They just need to hear from Azza. Like, what is she even doing here at this point? Why is she still in this game? Can she just tell us what she's going to do? This is, It's so strange to me. This is one of the interesting things about Big Brother is that you get to sort of examine human behavior. And this is such a consistent element of the game that people on the block or in danger, they're relying on votes from people. And people tell them, oh, I'm just not sure. Can I get back to you with an answer? Like, never in the history of the game has that been true. Never in the history of the game has somebody not been sure what they were going to do with their vote and needed some time and they'll get back to them. Never. It's never true. Never once. It doesn't happen. And yet, every single time that there's somebody on the block and somebody says that to them, they're like, oh, man, why are people so indecisive all of a sudden? I just need an answer. Hopefully they'll come back to me tomorrow and give me the good answer. And it never happens. Nobody has ever come back from that conversation and been like, you know, after thinking on it, I am going to vote to keep you. Oh, thank God. I've been waiting so long. I'm so glad that I got this job. Thank you. This is not a job interview. It doesn't happen. But every single time they feel like, they're just like, man, can Aza please just give us an answer? Like, the answer is no. It is. I think it's just an example of how dramatically your own biases will influence your thought process. Because I think that most people who have been in that spot have done the very same thing to other people. Right. And when it happens to them, they can't recognize it. And there's just this intense desire for it to be true. Because if it's not true, you're really in danger. You're really screwed. And so you really don't want it to be true that they're not, or you really don't want it to be fake. You want it to be true that they're actually thinking about it so much. And that's why, like, these false narratives are so effective, because they give any kind of narrative, any kind of story to the hope that they can cling to. It's interesting. Anyway, Christian's going to talk to Brittany, and he asks if she's heard anything from Aza yet. Brittany's like, no. Brittany goes to Aza. Brittany's starting to stress out a little bit. She's concerned that Alyssa's going to be upset with her because she's been lying to them all week. And it's like, yeah, Brittany, you might have thought of that before you started lying to them. This is where Claire, like, the difference between Brittany's knowledge of the game and Claire's knowledge of the game is so apparent here, because Brittany knows the game pretty well. But Claire knows the game, like, you know, really well. And Claire has expressed, like, you don't want to dangle your vote in front of them all week long. They're just going to be more pissed at you. You don't want to, you know, you should be as upfront as you can. These are sort of like common sense things in Big Brother that you don't really understand unless you know the game pretty well. Brittany, though, only now coming to realize that after she has been dangling her vote in front of them all week long, and is like, oh, crap. What am I going to do now? And she's starting to worry about this. So keep that in mind. She's starting to worry because, we're going to get somewhere with that. But first I just want to say, that up in the HOH room, Derek, Hannah, Sarah Beth, and Kylan are going to be hanging out for a very long time, hours up there, together. Now, it doesn't seem like they're talking much game. In fact, the feeds aren't on them for a lot of this, this hangout. But I assume that there's some useful bonding happening here. This is what Sarah Beth needs to be doing. And her, Kylan, Derek, and Hannah, the four person alliance that should be coming together, is hanging out up in the HOH room, bonding, laughing together, this is what they need to be doing. It's good that they're doing this. We'll see if this goes anywhere, if this is a one-off, because this is how you actually cement bonds and alliances. One of the things that they were talking about while the feeds were up in there was that they were making fun of Christian and Alyssa for thinking that they were discreet about their whole relationship. Alyssa was like, I feel like we've been more discreet lately. And they're like, excuse me? Back to the Britney scenario, the Britney dilemma, right? Tiffany has decided now is the time. This is where things get weird, because the day has been, you know, the day has been the day. There's been some stuff that we've been talking about, but this is when things get weird, and it's all because of Tiffany. Tiffany goes to the Jokers. This is what she said she wanted to do the night before. Remember, I set this up at the beginning of this update. You thought it wasn't going to come back? No, it's going to come back. This is Chekhov's Joker conversation. All right? She's going to go to the Jokers. And this is where she's supposed to be, you know, trying to convince them to tell Christian and Alyssa that they're going to be voting them out, so that her and Claire are off the hook. And in theory, There's a good way to do this, and she has some good arguments. In practice, you'll see. She says that she essentially, like, look, why are you guys not telling Christian and Alyssa that you're voting them out? They've been badgering us all day long. He was just coming to me like, well, I was just talking to Brittany. I need to talk to Azza. What's going on, guys? Why are you doing this? I just don't understand. If you keep this up, I'm going to have to tell Christian and Alyssa that you're voting them out. And I was like, why would you do that? That puts us in a bad spot. I'm in a bad spot, says Tiffany. You guys are putting me in a bad spot. They keep badgering me, and I've made it clear. But this can't keep happening. The only result of all of this is that you're going to piss Alyssa off. So you got to stop. And Brittany's like, oh, this is exactly what I was worried about. And again, there's a way that Tiffany could have done this, where she makes an argument that Brittany was already thinking about, which is, hey, don't you think you're going to piss Alyssa off by continuing to do this? But I think, personally, I think it's the presence of Azza here that just, it sets Tiffany off. And she's a bit more upfront about her frustrations, because that's kind of been her relationship with Azza. That's my guess on it, my read on it. Big D is going to sort of come into the conversation. Brittany's starting to get upset. Tiffany's like, it's not fair for me to be under all this pressure. Like, what do you mean it's not fair for you to be under those? Big D's like, hold on. When I talk to Christian and Alyssa, they think that you're voting for them. Tiffany's like, no. I have made it very clear to them. They clearly don't think that we're votes for them, because they're pushing for you guys to vote for them. So that is not what's happening. What's happening is that you guys are lying and I'm being truthful. And I was like, whoa, okay, this is getting, and Big D's like, no, hold on. And this starts to get here. I mean, this is not going to be taken well by either Big D or Azza, who are feeling like they know exactly what's happening here. They know exactly what Tiffany is doing. She's trying to get them to lead the charge. I mean, if this is a battle, Tiffany wants to be the general, and she wants to send the frontline soldiers off to take all the hits so that she can come in afterward on her horse and be like, yes, good battle, good job. They're not pleased about this conversation. And Tiffany keeps pushing, and Brittany's like, okay, like, maybe I'll tell them, and you know, it's it's not going well. Big D ends up leaving. Brittany ends up coming out and talking with both Claire and Tiffany. And she's crying to Claire and Tiffany now because she's like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Tiffany's like, this is when Tiffany and Claire are like, this is when Tiffany actually makes some progress. This is what she should have done in the first place instead of going to all three of them. But she's like, look, I just think it's a mistake to continue to lie to Christian and Alyssa, because when you flip on her, Alyssa's going to be most upset with you. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. And so they talk about like how she should maybe go about telling them that the vote is going to happen. And Tiffany is probably going to end up getting her way here, as Brittany likely is going to, come clean with this. But like, I mean, Tiffany is breaking Brittany down. Brittany was built up by Derek X this week. Brittany has been feeling like, this is my play. This is my thing. And I'm tricking them. And I made this happen by winning this veto. And she started to doubt herself. And then Tiffany came in and said, why did you even think well of yourself in the first place? You're making a terrible mistake. I'm in charge here. Do what I say. I know what's best for you. And Brittany was essentially like, okay, I'm sorry. If clearly this is not something that Azza enjoys. And it's particularly not something that Big D enjoys. And Big D is going to say to Azza after Brittany and Tiffany leave, that was not cool. That was not cool. You don't you play with me, because you need me just as much as I need you in this game. I will blow your whole game up, he says about Tiffany. And then he storms out of the room, right through the Brittany, Claire, Tiffany conversation. And Azza goes to the camera. It's like, oh my God, what is happening? She says, I've been avoiding talking game with Tiffany because I know I can't trust Tiffany. I know that she won't keep it to herself. I told Tiffany about my reservations with Hannah, and then she went and told Hannah. So I just don't want any problems with the alliance. This is too much. We gotta chill on this. And so Big D, is going back and forth. He's going to continue to complain to Azza. Azza goes out to the backyard. Big D comes out to the backyard and he goes, my mindset right now, I want to go to each person and tell them I don't want to be a part of the alliance anymore. And she's like, Big D, no. And then the feed's cut, which was annoying. But I don't know if you guys caught this right here, what I just said, but think about it. Big D loves Frenchie. Big D, following in the footsteps of Frenchie, literally wants to pull a Frenchie, wants to go to the cookout members and be like, I'm effing done. I'm out. No more. The slaughter cookout is dead. No more Butch House. I presume that Azza talked him out of it while the feeds were not on them. It's pretty annoying the feeds cut for this. Big T's not happy. He's not happy. So Kylan talks to Sarah Beth after their long conversation in the HOH room, more just setting things up. We can finally get here to this conversation. And if I missed something, I apologize, because trying to listen to this 4 a.m. conversation, they were in the kitchen whispering so quietly. There's so much stuff happening in this conversation. Kylan gets called to make a sandwich. Azza gets up and talks with him. And Kylan is basically explaining what was happening this week, because Azza didn't know everything that was happening. this week. And she's like, what, like, was this the plan from the start? Well, whose idea was this? He says it was the plan from the start. It was Derek X's idea. He explains that, basically, you know, Alyssa, thinks she's working with the queens. And he basically explains that the kings and the queens have been working together. He basically explains the royal flush. Doesn't, as far as I'm aware, fully out the royal flush as the royal flush, but basically explains that this, that these groups have been working, these people have been working together, and that's why things are playing out the way they are. And Oz is like, what's going on? Like, why are we not being told anything? And Kylan essentially says, that, you know, the way it was explained to him is that not everybody in the cookout needs to know everything that's happening in the cookout. And he thought that made sense at the time, but he's come to realize that what that really means is that they don't have faith in the members of the Alliance, to hold their weight. And that's not fair. And Azza says, yeah, you're right. That is not fair. And she says, can you believe what Tiffany just did? She just stormed into the Joker's bedroom and was trying to force us to admit that we were not going to vote for Christian. Because she wants to, what is she trying to manage, jury votes? Like, what exactly is happening here? He goes on to, like, they both go on to talk about, like, what Tiffany's doing here. She's trying to play her own personal game and putting that over the cookout and you know, like, trying to stay good with Alyssa, trying to stay good with everyone, because, she's trying to, you know, work on this, these relationships. And yeah, I was just like, she said we were liars. She's the liar. I haven't even lied in this game yet. I know we'll have to lie in this game, but I haven't lied in this game. And Kylan is picking up what she's putting down, and he's building something with it. This is why Kylan is a dangerous player, even though he has been, like, absent for the last 2 weeks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is interesting. This is a very late night conversation. Sometimes these things happen and they excite the, you know, the people who are up late or who wake up in the morning and they hear about it. It's like, oh, what's going to happen? And then sometimes nothing really comes of it because it's a late night conversation. Sometimes people forget. Sometimes the only reason they had these conversations is because they're more open because it's so late and they're tired. And then nothing really happens. But there was a lot going on last night, and things are definitely interesting today, especially if Plan Z comes into action, and sets Tiffany off for whatever reason. If Kylan is back in the game and anti-Tiffany, and who knows what he's willing or capable of doing with a lot of the information he has on Tiffany, things could start to get very interesting very quickly if this war between Kylan and Tiffany starts heating up, because there's a lot that could happen. Which is funny because, you know, we talked about this early on, you know, Tiffany and Kylan, could this be the war of the season? And then they were working together and was like, oh, well, it's smarter for them to work together. They could end up destroying each other if they didn't. And look at us now. Again, there's a chance that nothing will come of this, of course, but it's interesting. The possibilities are there. possibilities are there. All right. Any questions, guys, from the feeds, for the feeds, about the feeds, for me, whatever. Let me know. Ask me the questions and we'll get to a couple of them here. Let's see here. What do we have? Do I think Tiffany and Kylan will be the war of the season in the end? I don't know. I think it's definitely possible. I think that they are two of the more capable players in the house, but Kylan is prone to just kind of sitting back and not doing enough. So we'll see. Do I think Christian and Alyssa, or did I see Christian and Alyssa plea to America last night? You think I'm going to keep a camera on people who are pleading to America? percentage on Christian staying. I would say like 5%. No, I would say 2% tops. There's always a chance, but very unlikely. Do I think the next HOH is a knockout comp? I hope so. Kind of. I feel like that would be interesting. They haven't had one yet, so I think we could. Brittany has heard about Plan Z, yes. But I don't think she knows the full details. But she could certainly ruin some of its impact if she wanted to. Is betrayal within the cookout justified now that they have made the jury? And And some are weaker players. I mean, I think, you know, betrayal within the cookout is justified to whatever they feel is justified. You know, most of them don't want to work with each other at this point. Has Tiffany sealed her fate after last night? No. I mean, again, like the thing about Tiffany's game, similar to Vanessa, actually, in this regard, where Vanessa was like the messiest player, but she was so good in other areas that it didn't matter that she was that messy, because she was able to make up for it in other areas. The same has been true of Tiffany thus far. But she is facing some pretty stiff competition, and really what most of them, all they need to really do is start playing harder and they'll catch up, I think. So we will see. I think Tiffany's greatest strength is her tenacity, is that she plays hard. That is her greatest strength. Her biggest weakness is that she is not always super thoughtful about other people's feelings. And honestly, I think even more than that, her biggest weakness is that she's not always taking her optimal path. She's like for instance, she loves Derek X so much, she wants to keep him around. She's altering her long-term game plans in order to protect Derek X's position in the game. And she feels like she's capable of that because she's in such a strong position, and she is probably, but it is giving people openings to come after her. Same thing with the cookout. The longer she keeps people like Azza and Big D, who are not fans of her in this game, for the sake of the cookout, the more dangerous her position becomes. I said it from the second she started talking about the cookout being her number one long-term plan, that this is not the optimal path for her. It will be much more difficult to get to the end this way. Maybe not much more difficult, but at least somewhat more difficult. And she's decided to take that path. And that is probably the biggest weakness in her game. But she still could pull it off. You never know. She is very good, and she plays very hard, and it's been working for her so far. Who would make the most interesting HOH week? Probably maybe Brittany. Brittany can be pretty interesting. Vanessa and Tiffany, yeah, they both have conspiracy theories. Do you remember Vanessa's conspiracy theories? That Clay was a twin? Which, to be fair, a little bit justified considering the fact that there were twins on that other twins on that season. And there were more too, but Vanessa had plenty. Which non-cookout members stand the best chance of making it to Final Six? At this time, it's kind of up in the air. They all have their own claims to it, but I would say probably we're probably looking at Brittany or Derek or Claire. One of those three are certainly more likely than Alyssa and Sarah Beth at this time, in my opinion. Yeah, she thought Clay and Shelley were related. She had a lot of theories about Clay. Oh yeah, Clay and Johnny Mac. Oh man. Good times. am I rooting for a DX and Hannah showmance? Here's the thing. I know a lot of people want to see it. I haven't really seen it from them personally. If I started to see it, I'd be like, that's cute, but I don't see it. Sorry. At least not in the house. You know, things can always change once they're out of the house, but I just don't see it happening. Alyssa and Sarah Beth should not go after each other. Yeah, definitely agree with that. All right, one more question. How likely is a Claire and Derek X partnership? Partnership, full-on partnership, it's not looking super likely. They will continue to work together, I think. She does like him. He likes her. But there are a lot of obstacles in the way, primarily Tiffany and Hannah. So that is not great for their partnership potential. However, here's an interesting thought process, right? Just a little theory. Not a theory. Theory would imply that I thought it was plausible. It's not really that plausible, but here's a way that things could go. Kyland, I talked about this last night on the roundtable, actually, and it's funny that he ends up having this conversation with Oz of that same night. But if Kyland really does feel like Tiffany is a big threat to his game and is concerned about the direction of the cookout, Kyland has info. He could drop on Tiffany. It doesn't have to be completely exposing the cookout, but he could be dropping information on them. Like, say, for instance, hey, I have it on good authority that Tiffany is much more with Hannah and X than she is with you, Derek X, and even with Claire. And hey, she's talked about taking Claire out. Hey, Aza, want to back me up? Hasn't Tiffany talked with you about taking Claire out of this game? Yes, she has. Uh-oh, what's happening now? Is Derek X going to go to Claire and be like, hey, we've now all heard that Tiffany's been talking about taking you out. What's happening here? Maybe we all need to gang up on Tiffany. It's possible. It's possible. Again, not super likely at this time, but Kylan might need to do it. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. All right. That's what I have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this solo update. I hope you enjoyed it. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. I'll be live tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, where I'll be watching the episode live with you guys. And then after the episode, I'll be back here on Rob as a Podcast to talk through the episode, recap it with Rob and company. And we'll have a lot of fun with it, I'm sure. And then, of course, tomorrow I'll be live on Twitch for the Stockwatch stream, live on Twitch watching the episode and the HOH competition, which will be another big one. And then after tomorrow's episode, back again live to recap the episode. So lots of Big Brother coverage heading your way. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'll see all of you next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.